Magic Light Pictures presents Lolly Adefope, Rob Brydon, Hannah Waddingham, introducing Reuben Kirby and Theo Frazier. In animation, a small motorboat is bobbing gently on a calm sea. A diver fits a pair of oxygen cylinders and a breathing tube. She picks up a notebook and her watch slides off the top. It plops into the water and sinks slowly down past three stripy fish until it lands on the seafloor facing upwards. A small grey-blue fish looks at it curiously.
Oh!
He beams at his reflection in the glass.
Oh!
A snail's on a nearby rock. The fish blows bubbles at it.
Oh! Ha!
The snail looks round and the fish pops out of a clump of seaweed, then swims on.
Whoa.
Tiddler. The fish darts excitedly between brightly coloured corals, sea slugs and other creatures. A crab waves to him.
Once there was a fish, and his name was Tiddler. He wasn't much to look at, with his plain grey scales. But Tiddler was a fish with a big imagination. He blew small bubbles, but he told tall tales.
An octopus rings a bell and small fish swim under an arch. Tiddler flits over and bumps fins with a brown fish, Johnny Dory, watched by an older skate.
Sorry I'm late. I was riding on a seahorse.
In a pink imaginary world, a seahorse swims past with seaweed in its mouth. Tiddler catches the seaweed with his fins and the seahorse pulls him behind it. Johnny looks impressed. Miss Skate chuckles to herself as the two smaller fish swim through an arch and chase each other around a classroom marked out with pieces of slate. Miss Skate looks over. Tiddler and Johnny punch each other. A sea slug yawns. Tiddler swims past and laughs as another sea slug pops up beside the first. Tentacles sprout from sea anemones on a rock. A pink fish peers out from inside a stone vase lying partly buried in the sand. Tiddler sneaks up behind a snail and blows bubbles. The snail looks round. Tiddler pops up from the other side and laughs. A shadow falls over them as a big black and white ray glides past.
Ah!
The octopus is ringing the bell when Tiddler arrives.
Sorry I'm late. I was flying with a ray.
In a green imaginary sea, the giant ray swoops around doing loop-the-loops with Tiddler paddling along on its back.
Whoa.
Tiddler and Johnny swim in circles, then shoot off under the arch. One, two, then three sea slugs are on their rock when Tiddler scoots past. He blows bubbles at a sea anemone and tentacles bloom from its pink body. He dives to the seabed and smiles at the pink fish in its cracked stone vase. Two dolphins circle each other nearby. He watches them and smiles. Outside the school.
Sorry I'm late. I was diving with a dolphin.
Under a purple sky, Tiddler and the dolphin burst from the sea and splash back into the water again and again. They dive together down into the depths. Johnny gasps and looks up at Miss Skate.
Tiddler tells a different story every day.
In class, Miss Skate is holding a piece of chalk in her tail and drawing a diagram of a tall stack of rocks. Johnny's sketching a picture of Tiddler riding on the dolphin. Tiddler grins as he stares at Johnny's slate. Tiddler faces the front. A long fish with a pointed nose glides in with three rings in its mouth. The young fish watches it waggles its body, sending all three rings rotating like hula hoops. An orange fish, balancing a stack of small pebbles on its nose, tosses another pebble onto its tail fin and bats it to the top of the pile, keeping all the pebbles balanced. Tiddler watches his classmates looking impressed, then imagines himself in the place of the orange fish. Five sea slugs are on the rock when Tiddler swims past. The pink fish pokes its head out of the vase. The crab waves hello. Tiddler follows it towards an oyster with a round pearl, just before its shell snaps shut. Further along the seabed, Tiddler spots a gold necklace with a big green jewel. He stares at it, then gets an idea.
At 9 o'clock on Monday, Miss Skate called the register.
Little Johnny Dory?
Yes, Miss Skate.
Rabbit fish?
Yes, miss.
Redfin?
Yes, miss.
Tiddler? Tiddler? Tiddler's late.
Sorry I'm late. I was swimming round a shipwreck.
A big wooden ship at the bottom of the sea. Tiddler swims through a hole in its hull, past boxes of cannonballs and timbers overgrown with seaweed and coral. He circles the mast, climbing higher and higher, then looks down. Jewels and coins in a wooden chest.
I swam into a treasure chest and someone closed the lid.
He thumps against the sturdy lid.
I burst and I thrashed.
Peering through the keyhole, he sees a shark gliding past. Its big beady eye looks in. Tiddler cowers among the treasure. Then the lid opens.
Till a mermaid let me out again.
The mermaid, with long blonde hair and a scaly green tail, holds out her hand and takes Tiddler by the fin. They swim out of the wrecked ship and away. The shark batters its way through the wooden deck. Tiddler and the mermaid speed up. It's right behind them, snapping at Tiddler's tail with its big, toothy jaws.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did.
It's only a story,
said Rabbitfish and Redfin.
Just a silly story,
said Dragonfish and Dab.
I like Tiddler's story,
said Little Johnny Dory.
The other fish turn away. Tiddler goes sadly back to his slate. Johnny looks at him for a moment, then picks up a chalk and draws a picture of the mermaid. He nudges Tiddler, but the picture doesn't cheer him up.
And he told it to his granny, who told it to a crab.
She points to Johnny's picture of Tiddler and the mermaid. Tiddler swims cheerfully past six sea slugs and the pink fish in its vase, then stops as a big dark shadow falls across the seabed. Looking up, he spots a sea turtle and its baby paddling past near the surface.
At 9 o'clock on Tuesday, Miss Skate called the register.
Little Johnny Dory?
Yes, Miss Skate.
Spiderfish?
Yes, miss.
Sunfish?
Yes, miss.
Tiddler? Tiddler? Tiddler's late.
Sorry I'm late, miss. I set off really early. But on the way to school, I was captured by a squid.
A giant red squid holds the baby turtle in one of its 10 tentacles. Tiddler darts over, grabs the turtle and pulls it free. The baby flaps away, but the squid seizes hold of Tiddler instead.
I wriggled and I struggled till a turtle came and rescued me.
The big turtle bites the squid, which puffs away in a cloud of ink. Tiddler looks around his classmates.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
The others laugh at Johnny.
It's only a story,
said Spiderfish and Sunfish.
Just a silly story,
said Devilfish and Dace.
I love Tiddler's story,
said little Johnny Dory.
Johnny joins Tiddler at the front of the class, but Tiddler angrily pulls away and goes back to his piece of slate. Looking hurt, Johnny glances up at Miss Skate. Johnny swims slowly and sadly up to his granny, a big brown fish. She thinks for a moment, then picks up a piece of slate and a chalk and sets them on a rock in front of him. She slides the chalk across the slate towards him. Johnny picks it up and his granny nods. Other chalk pictures are propped on the rocks nearby. Johnny starts drawing.
And he told it to his granny, who told it to a place, who told it to a starfish, who told it to a seal, who told it to a lobster, who told it to an eel.
The eel slithers away. The six sea slugs watch Tiddler pass by. Looking dejectedly down at the sand, he doesn't stop to say hello to them or the pink fish. He passes a glass bottle half buried in the sand.
At 9 o'clock on Wednesday, Tiddler was dawdling, dreaming up a story, his tallest story yet.
Looking around, Tiddler finds himself trapped in a bottle sealed with a cork, floating through the sea. He bumps against the glass, then tries to squeeze along the neck. A penguin spirals through the water, coming to a halt in front of the bottle. It pecks the cork, then grabs the bottle neck in its beak and spins it around. More penguins join in, and three of them strain together with their pointed beaks to prise the cork out of the bottle. A penguin nods towards the surface. Tiddler wiggles his way out of the bottle and up towards the light. Swimming in formation, he and the penguins break the surface in a spray of droplets. Tiddler seems to hang suspended dreamily in midair, then plunges back into the sea. The penguins form a ring around him, guiding him up and then breaking away in all directions. He drifts along in their midst with his eyes closed and a big smile on his face. The penguins gradually fade away.
Lost inside his story. He didn't see the fishing boat. He didn't hear the fisherman.
A bearded man turns a handle.
He didn't spot the net. Meanwhile, in the schoolroom, Miss Skate called the register.
Little Johnny Dory?
Yes, Miss Skate.
Leopard fish?
Yes, miss.
Leaf fish?
Yes, miss.
Tiddler? Tiddler?
Tiddler's late!
10 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Still no Tiddler. 12 o'clock. Lunchtime.
Johnny looks at Miss Skate.
Where could he be?
Far away, the fishermen were hauling in their fishing net.
Tiddler's scooped up with several bigger fish. Under pouring rain, they land on the deck of a trawler. Fishermen pick up the big fish one by one and throw them into a barrel. Tiddler squirms away, dodging one giant hand after another as they grab the fish around him. He lands on the wooden deck and shuts his eyes. A fisherman picks him up by the tail.
This one's just a tiddler, We'll throw it back to sea.
Tiddler's thrown off the boat into the water. Flapping his tail fin, he dives frantically down into the murky depths. He slows to a halt, looking anxiously left, right, up and down, but all around him is darkness.
Tiddler was lost in the middle of the ocean, where strange lights glimmered.
Twinkling lights turn into glowing jellyfish, yellow-eyed, sharp-toothed fish, a sparkling barracuda, and an anglerfish with a bright bulb sprouting from its head. The deep-sea fish all snap at Tiddler. Nipping away from their fangs, he paddles back up to the surface. Flying fish leap from the water nearby.
And strange fish flew.
Tiddler has to dodge as they plunge beneath the surface one by one. He swims down amongst the rocks. A fish with the shaggy brown head of a gruffalo looks out from behind a rock and chases Tiddler, snapping at him with its big teeth.
He swam around in circles.
The gruffalo fish does one too many circuits of a rocky pillar and loses sight of Tiddler. He hides in a bed of seaweed. The gruffalo fish swims past above his head, then comes back the other way. Once it's passed by, he darts in the other direction. He pauses, then carries on through a dense forest of waving green fronds.
He shivered in the seaweed. Then he heard a story that he knew.
Tiddler rode a seahorse.
Tiddler met a mermaid.
Tiddler met a turtle who saved him from a squid.
Tiddler found a shipwreck.
Tiddler found a treasure chest.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
The snail retreats into his shell.
Tiddler peeped out and he saw a shoal of anchovies.
Excuse me. Can you tell me where you heard that tale?
We heard it from a shrimp. But we don't know where she heard it. Oh.
The anchovy swims off, nodding for Tiddler to follow.
And they took him to the shrimp, who said,
I heard it from a whale.
Tiddler swims up to the big whale.
I heard it from a herring.
I heard it from an eel.
Oh.
I heard it from a lobster.
Ooh. I heard it from a seal.
I heard it from a starfish.
I heard it from a place.
Ooh.
The place said,
just a minute. Don't I recognise your face?
I'm Tiddler,
said Tiddler.
I'm tracking down my story.
The place replied,
I heard it from my neighbour, Granny Dory.
At school, Johnny Dory is staring sadly at the clock.
1 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Still no Tiddler. Nearly home time.
Where could he be?
Tiddler swims along the seabed as fast as his fins will take him. He zips past Granny Dory, who's feeding some snails, and he stops and waves.
Hi!
At school, Miss Skate is wiping the board clean.
Just as the fishes were finishing their lessons, in swam Tiddler at 3:30.
Sorry I'm late, but I swam into a fishing net I managed to escape, and I swam away and hid. I was lost. I was scared. But a story led me home again.
Oh, no, it didn't.
Oh, yes, it did.
A smile spreads across Johnny's face and he hugs Tiddler.
Oh.
It's just another story,
said Leopardfish and Leaffish.
Just a silly story,
said Butterfish and Blue.
Tiddler and Johnny bump fins. A chalk drawing of the two friends is on a piece of slate at the top of the rocky arch where Granny Dory lives.
It isn't just a story,
said little Johnny Dory.
Tiddler looks up at other drawings propped up on the rocks around the arch, showing Tiddler and the mermaid, Tiddler riding the seahorse, Tiddler with the shark, and the turtle, and the dolphin. Picking up a fresh slate, Johnny draws a small fish that looks like Tiddler. Poking out his tongue with concentration, he adds a net full of fish that Tiddler's escaping from. The diver's floating in the water. Tiddler and Johnny swim towards her. Tiddler looks unsure, but Johnny leads the way and holds up his picture.
And he told it to a writer friend who wrote it down for you.
Flipping open her notebook, she writes, "Once there was a fish." Tiddler swims in a circle, then darts closer to the diver. She carries on writing, hanging in the water and gently kicking her flippers, with a tube running out of her diving helmet and up to the surface, while the two little fish play in front of her.